MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 11, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny in the morning, clouding up in the afternoon, highs near 70. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 4:03 p.m. A 13-year-old girl was hit by a car in a driveway in Middleton yesterday afternoon at about 2:30. Salem News is reporting that the girl's injuries are life-threatening, and she was taken to a Lawrence hospital. Police have not released any information on the driver or the circumstance of the accident. The building committee for the proposed new Pickering Middle School in Lynn has selected a location for the new school at a lot near the Sisson School. The committee held a public hearing last night. The Daily Item is reporting that some neighbors did voice concern about the impact of the school in their neighborhood. The town of Nahant is considering a plan for curbside composting. Ellen Goldberg from the Community Preservation Committee recently presented a plan to the Board of Selectmen that included several options for the town to consider, such as voluntary curbside pickup, a drop-off location in town, or even a possibly mandated curbside pickup, with one goal being to reduce the amount of food waste being put in the weekly town trash.
We would love to get Nahant on this trajectory sooner rather than later. We think that we can really help the town, the board here, really understand the amount of tonnage reduction from taking organics out of the waste stream and what that translates into dollars. That can be refined even more if we know the demographic makeup of the household. We can say 10 pounds, 12 pounds, 15. We can present different financial analyses. We can maybe get Connor to provide us a, you know, cost, real cost on paper for a pilot. And let's just figure out how to get this thing rolling is what we're thinking. And really want to know how we can support the board and the town and the DPW.
That's Ellen Goldberg from the Nahant Preservation Committee. Revere Mayor Brian Arago is joining the Healy Driscoll administration as the next head of the Department of Conservation and Recreation. Arago is expected to resign as mayor of Revere later this month. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will deliver this year's commencement address at her alma mater, Salem State University. The ceremony is one of three being held by the university this year, and it includes students receiving undergraduate and graduate degrees from the School of Business and select programs within the College of Arts and Sciences. Driscoll graduated from Salem State in 1989 and served as mayor of Salem from 2006 to 2023. At the commencement, Driscoll will receive an honorary doctorate for her commitment to making positive change through public service. Bill Newell on sports is next with news on a local baseball team off to a great start.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports giving voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rays last night 1-0. The Rays are now 10-0 on the season. The two teams will play again tonight in Florida. Bruins off last night. They'll host the Capitals tonight. The Celtics will open their playoffs on Saturday. In North Shore sports, high school baseball, Marblehead beat Manchester Essex 12-1. Salem was a 4-1 winner over Gloucester, which is now 3-0 on the season. This is Matt Williams, the Salem News baseball writer, on the Sports Writers Podcast.
For those following the pod, I did get the information on that Salem game. It was Sebastian Cruz that struck out 8 in the early going. And Balcacer Jimenez came in and struck out 6 over the last 3 innings for Salem. So that's, 9, 18, 18, and 14. So that's 32 Ks for the Salem pitching staff in 3 games, and they're 3-0. That's, wow. That's pretty good. That's better than expected, I'd say.
Matt Williams of the Salem News. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.